Let's pray, Father.
The entrance of your word brings light and illumination.
Amen.
We ask that this morning you speak your word unto us.
Amen.
May our hearts be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Look at your friend and say, you're welcome. Say, I'm blessed to sit by you. You're a special person. And say, together, God is blessing us in his house. The he that cometh to him must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. According to Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. And so say this morning, as I've come to seek the Lord, I know he's going to reward me. And my reward is going to be great. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, can you turn the Bibles to Luke chapter 10, verse 36 to 42? Luke chapter 10. And I just want to recap what we learned last week. One thing is needful. Tell your friend, one thing is needful. Now the Bible says Martha was cumbered about, troubled or worried about much serving, and came to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Be there therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things. Tell your friend, don't be troubled about many things. Then he said, one thing is needful. Tell your friend, one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. It means that when you are able to choose that one good thing will never be taken away from you.
Amen.
And that one good thing is your salvation. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He said, there is one good thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning we are blessed to have our elder in charge of our Informed Church in Central Region. He's here.
Amen.
Elder Richard, amen. Give us a wave. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. Elder Richard,
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And our brother Abraham is here with a freshly
Abraham.
Married bride.
Abraham
and Fatima, can they give us a wave? Amen.
Hey,
wow. Blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We introduce all of them properly later. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, okay, now, Jesus visited Mary and Martha.
Yes, because Mary and Martha.
And they just wanted to be hospitable. Usually, you have to be hospitable.
So be bound to your Gino our first war.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why traditionally when people visit us, we give them water. In most places in Europe, they would give you some tea or in the Western world tea or some fruit juice or something, and sometimes some choppables. It's always good that you make your home a home where you serve food. When people come around you, let them feel very relaxed and comfortable. When you hear that, when somebody is coming to visit you, know that someone's coming to visit you, don't just come and he enters your house.
This is so because of the strawa. You said you can buy one more.
You don't know where the person is coming from. Maybe coming from far away. Coming from where, come from whatever. So there must be some eatables. Someone say eatables. Amen.
Amen.
There must be some. You must learn to be hospitable. You must, no matter what you are going through, put a smile. Let a person feel at home. And the Bible says that we should even entertain strangers. For all we know, we may be entertaining angels. So receiving guests well is very important. That's why when guests are coming to our church, we make sure that they feel very comfortable. Mm-hmm. When you are introducing them, you introduce them very well.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Let people around you feel like they are proper human beings.
Amen.
Second graded, rated, or underrated human beings.
Amen.
They must be proper human beings.
Amen. Amen.
So Martha decided to fix Jesus something which was good.
Martha, yes, obeye iduane ama Yesu.
But Mary went straight to Jesus and was having a chat with Jesus.
And Mary dear ko Jesus Christ ho enle ko din ko.
And listen to the words of life.
No tie in kwaje asem ni.
And Martha was not happy.
Martha ibuf ninje.
Lord, why can't I, you are not allowing my sister to come and help me?
Nyame wa ba me yeduanya madam ma me nua emba na ombeboa me na o man na te onche ni oni obon.
And the verse 41, Jesus said to her.
Jesus ka chio ni se.
Verse 41, please. I want you to follow me with the vision. When she went complaining, Jesus said, Martha, you are troubled about many things. When people also come to you, you must make time for them first. So it looked like Martha was not making time for Jesus. She was making time just to do stuff for him. And so Jesus said, Martha, you are careful about many things. Verse 42. But he says that one thing is needful. Even though you are trying to fix me some food, you are trying to get me some fruit juice to drink, you are trying to do all those things, one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good path, which shall not be taken away from her. And what is that one thing? That is fellowship with the Lord. That is what? Fellowship with the Lord. That is what? Fellowship with the Lord. Having a one-on-one, tete-a-tete encounter with God. Fellowship with God. And it is that fellowship that produces fruitfulness.
Amen. I see now catch your matter. Say, matter that woman you may bring house. A dear who here now, only a Mary, I know. And only say, only a couple bring in Kitaho. The be only a couple bring in Kitaho.
And that will never be taken away from her.
So
it means that your gain, you see, Martha was trying to give Jesus food or whatever. But Jesus was saying that your gaining of me, you see, people, you can lose many things can be taken away from you. Somebody can meet you and he's a big guy, he said, come on, remove your dress. Give me, I like your shirt. I like your brown shoes. Come on, remove it. And they will take it away. But there is something they cannot take away from you.
Amen.
What has been internalized in you, nobody can take it away.
Amen. But see, I did you a more obedient to me and you feel more. So I said, I did you bet me so quiet. No, I said, what are the other mammy? And so I just back up a woman obedient to me.
Amen.
Amen.
And the mistake many of us make is that we see a church as a shopping center. And we take it that the church is a place where, as I come, I'm looking for a husband. Wife. As you go, the place looks flamboyant. And so it's the flamboyance, your association with the flamboyance of the place, which is important to you. You know, or I mean, as you come to church, no, then you are going to get a car. Jesus, listen, losing a car doesn't mean much to God. Not having a husband or wife or children is not the most important thing in life.
Man,
the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Say it after me, to seek and to save the Lord. So God is interested in the salvation of your soul.
Amen.
And that's what Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world, get all the houses in Los Angeles, and be able to be flying to Tokyo, from Tokyo to Honolulu, from Honolulu, and it crosses over to the Maldives, and spend holidays and blowing time.
Amen.
And at the end of the day, lose your soul. What shall it profit a man?
Amen.
So the most important thing to you must be the salvation of your soul. And every day you have to ask yourself, am I saved? Am I still in the Lord?
Amen.
You see, you can be in something, but you can go out of it.
Amen.
So am I still in the Lord? Should the Lord come today, or should I be called? Will I have a place in heaven? Am I still in the faith? The Bible says that examine yourself.
Amen.
Whether you are in the faith.
Amen. Say a peck canon. The Bible say, "Shall who said, who cosua wo nyamimu ana." I say, "Dear, who here nyamene say ubenya enkwajie." And yes, ubenya ka na ubenya iriasa wa afedie. Inti che de bia de ye, che ye we need that swan say enkwajie wenya na ukuda su wo san kwajie ni mu ana ana say we fi san kwajie ni. Amen.
Amen. So as you come to church, your primary motivation must not be getting a husband, wife, children, and all those things. It must be about your salvation. Am I in a place where I'm being taught the rudiments of the word of God that will help me to become strong and stable in my Christian faith? Or I am looking for things. And I've noticed something. Things don't satisfy. It's only God who satisfies. When you get a tickle, you say, now I want a Kia something. Picanto, then Kia Picanto. Now you want a Toyota Corolla. Then get a Toyota Corolla. He said, now I want a Mercedes Benz. Now from Mercedes Benz, he said, I want what? I want a Lexus and things like that. It does. Things don't satisfy. The way the human soul is, it doesn't satisfy. It's only God who satisfies the human soul. And that is why you must look for God and be filled with God.
Amen. Never fair can I say, so sorry, my gang, yes, oh, but sorry, and I'll be fair. We are self and fair, dear. My gang, yes, oh, but sorry, oh, but Beijing, your mate, I open your mate, a jink one. But Jay, but find your mate, so run no cry, jink one, ammonia, or so, a Indian mukwine. Now say, oh, don't whoop, eh, yes, sir, we are seeing your man, our barbarians, and your money, Nano, and saying, why are you one, and all matter, dear way, I never change, will be no issue for also sign Pesadian. You want to sign your main Nano, yeah, dear. And may be on for Banyankupon Quadiano, so Sassoon, your memo of his run and crying quack, and no any idea who he are. Amen.
But as you seek him, all other things shall be added to you.
So, you say, Yankupon, Yakin,
oh, God will fix you well.
Yankupon, best sin in when you are brabbing me.
And from today, I see God fixing you well. God, turn your story around. God knows you are single. Somebody is preparing to come and do you show. Oh, he will sweep you off your feet. Somebody, God is about to bless your womb with children. Somebody, God is about to give you a new business opportunities. In fact, multiple streams of income are coming your way. God is causing you to overcome all your difficulties and challenges. Because Bible says, if God be for you, who and what can be against you? For in Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. And whatever the enemy took away, the canker ate, and the caterpillar destroyed, our God is a restoring God, and so he will restore to you. What the devil made you to cry about, God will make you laugh about. Whatever was bad, God will turn your bad situation into good. From good to better, from better to best, from best to glory, and from glory to glory. That shall become your portion. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 4:18 that the path of the righteous shines brighter. Your life is going to shine brighter. Your home is going to shine brighter. Your business will shine brighter. Your education will shine brighter. Because our God is a forward moving God. And because he's on your side, he has held your hands. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the many people are busy about getting many things, we said last week. Trying to find love, trying to find jobs, trying to make friends, trying to travel abroad. But they've neglected the one thing that is needful. And what is the one thing that is needful? Jesus is the one thing you need in your life.
Jesus, and Jesus Christ,
tell somebody, Jesus is the one thing I need in my life.
Jesus Christ, in
John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So it means that Jesus is a signpost that directs you to the Father.
Amen. See, Jesus Christ,
and when you're going anywhere, you need a signpost, else you miss your path. You see, there are many people, they say, through many religions, they will get to God. They say, oh, we are all serving the same God. No, we are not all serving the same God. Amen?
Amen.
Someone said, when I pour libation, through my pouring of libation, or when I call, then I relate to God. No.
I open my arm and I recite
some things, then it takes me to God. No. The only way that takes you to God is to have Jesus. That's why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, if you pass through any other way, that means that you are going by the way of a thief.
Amen. See, Jesus Christ said, I'm going to call you to me for so I call you to me for Jesus Christ. ekwan no kra ene enkwa no nti se wonkuma fa Jesus Christ mu ankosro wonkuma fa kwan bia so ankosro obi se se megun san na mema ankosro o ye san na no ntre se obetumi enya osro.
And in John 15:5 Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches.
Amen. Jesus Christ say ono ye ebia na ono ye anaban no.
He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. So Jesus said that, Charlie, without me, you can do nothing. Yes, so it means that without Jesus, you can do nothing.
See, yes, you can want me,
tell your friend, you need Jesus then.
So, yeah, yes.
Then the second thing that is needful is to get wisdom and the knowledge of God. That's why in Proverbs 4:7-8 it says that wisdom is a principal thing, and in every in all your getting, get understanding. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to receive wisdom.
Mary etna Jesus na se se no nyanya nsa.
That is why every day you got to sit at the feet of Jesus.
And say here se the bia betna.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
You see, many of us, we go and sit at the feet of our lecturers to learn, psychology, philosophy, sociology, anthropology, all the logics. But we never, which we may not make use of, but we never sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen. That's why you need to have your quiet time, a time alone with God. 50, you see, if you've got a lover, the lover wants some time. The ladies call it quality time.
Amen.
Spend some quality time with me.
Amen.
Is that right? And God also wants you to spend quality time. Just sing. Yesterday, amen, I was just there. And I mean, two days ago, Friday, I was just here. And I came to pray. But all of a sudden, I just found myself just loving God and singing to him and just blessing him. It's like I've met my lover. I'm just singing. And I was singing love songs to God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. If you know how to play a guitar, pick your guitar. And just say, I want to thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you for the things that you have done. Oh, how wonderful are the works of your hands. Thank you, Jesus, for the things that you have done. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For the things that you have done. Then start rehearsing. Yeah, if you want to clap, you may clap. Sometimes somebody gets up and says, thank you for everything. I said, what do you mean by thank you for everything? You have to be specific. Amen. Thank you for this.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Amen.
I remember when I was in this situation, thank you that you blessed me with 2 cities.
Amen.
Thank you for that. That kenke you gave me, Charlie, it was nice. Amen. It really revived me.
Amen.
Thank you. Are
Amen.
You getting me?
Amen.
Thank you for this. You have to learn to rehearse it. That's
Amen.
Why the songwriter says, count. And when we are counting, you don't say 100. You say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm teaching you how to be thankful to God.
Amen.
And how to learn to appreciate people. Go and practice it.
Amen.
Go and you will see. Go to your boss and say, boss, thank you for receiving me in the job. Thank you that when I came, you gave me a chair to sit on. Thank you that you made me accompany you to this meeting.
Amen.
Thank you for this thing that you have to be learn to be specific. The reason why many of us are not thankful enough is because we don't count the blessings. And we don't even know sometimes what it costs your boss or your father or whoever did whatever for you. You don't know what it costs a person to do for you.
Amen.
I hear me. You see, many of us, we can't thank God, Jesus, enough because we don't know what it cost God. You see, to give his son. Eh? You see, how many of us will give our daughter or our son to be shamed living in a nice place in a portion in Europe, America, and to be thrown down to Africa? Look at our street. As we are here, we cry. As we are here, we are not happy about the kind of streets we walk on. Are you here with me? Yes. The kind of bridges we walk over and things like that. And the person is thrown to an environment like that. For people to spit on the person, the creator is being spat upon, being beaten, being maligned. And as he's healing, they call him that he's using the god of Beelzebub. All kinds of things. you don't know what it costs him. And for Jesus himself, for him to come down, it's like you're a very important person, and then you are stripped naked, and you come and sleep on ordinary places, on canoes, in some all kinds of places, and for the person to give his life for people who don't deserve it, and you can't say thank you, because we have not thought about what was done for us.
Amen.
So sometimes, for you to be able to say thank you, think about it.
Amen. Amen. Sama yebo pa e kan to fa bu mu ne se o se ye nim ne yankopon efe mu ans na otumi ma e ba Jesus Christo aba abegi yankwa Jesus Christo aba abegi yankwa ne nkwa gye a odi ma ye no enye nkwa gye keke o fe ade o ya ade a esom bo a ti etumi e ma ne som ye bo ti de bi ye sori a ti etumi de nyame ase som a Jesus Christo ba bewu agye yen ye hwe ye ne yen donfo e wo ho no mu a de bi a odofo wo pese o ye ade asronko e ma sa odofo no sans na se obi aye bibia ma wa enye se okoya se meda wase won yoma nyina oyema me che wo to nyoma ni din se nipa no e ma onso ni a o akosua endre so ya de ma me meda wase aka enso ya mba me holo mu a aka menim de basi o mabra bu mu nta de bia obi aye ma no ya to ni din na bomo din na ye den na dana se amen.
You know that song, mi hu ni a mi nye wo, mi hu ni a mi nye wo, mi hu ni a mi nye wo, mihunia minye wo. Oh Yesu, nyanko pone ba. You see, wait. We are in church. Many of you don't know how to sing this song. You know how to sing Shatawale songs. You know how to sing Beam songs. All the, I get surprised when they, and this is especially the Ghana girls. The way they, when they are singing, then they are, hey. When you come to church, it's as if you don't know how to shake your waist. When you come to church, and it's worship time, you are even feeling shy to lift your hand. You want the worship leader. You are not a serious Christian if you come before God and somebody has to tell you to lift your hands to worship God, to tell you that it's worship time, so lift your hands. It's praise time, so clap your hands. And Bible says praise him with a dance, and somebody has to tell you that you got to shake yourself, and you, because you don't remember what God has done for you, you don't know who God is in your
you don't know what.
It amazes me. People come to church, when they come to church, like they are mumu.
Say, yeah, no one wants to say, so I said, mumu.
And they're standing there like Egyptian mummies.
So much now,
but let them hear some music out there.
Yes.
You see their steps.
Yes, and you're going to
You see their moves. Their moves.
So this almost is an
animal. Their moves, even with their eggs. But when they come, they tell me, I don't feel so something. I don't feel so something.
Sorry,
I don't feel good. I don't feel. I feel with my head. When I was coming, my headache. With your headache, you are shouting at shatter.
Amen. I see the violent. No, to me, to me, I'm so say, boy, we are seeing you, baby. Oh, na Kenya, na Nkeka, huwa odeshi sa enyumuni. It's open your mifia, say a tune your minima tuntumna, Fahushim, Kaihun sing a coupon, I be a massa paracano, or say, count your blessing, Kai, to your man, your mea yama, no tunidin, never sing a coupon, I be a mo. Amen.
Amen. Am I preaching here?
Yes.
Then there's one thing that keeps people away from God. Something can keep you away from God. And make sure that thing doesn't keep you away from God. Sometimes money can keep you away from God. You see, whatever the devil knows that you need, and that when you get it, you will destroy a relationship with God, he will give it to you. So if it's fame you want,
yeah,
He'll give you the fame and move you away from God. If it's girls, he will give it to you.
Oh, the umbeba, different colors, different sizes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't let a habit take you away from God.
Don't
let a friend take you away from God.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God for my friend Charles. He brought me closer
Charles.
To God.
Smiling Charles.
He said, let us pray for the Holy Spirit.
Hey! What
a statement. When somebody was saying, let us go and chase girls, Charles said, let us pray for the Holy Spirit. So in my life, I remember two people. One who was trying to take me away from God. And another who brought me closer to God. Yeah. Sometimes in the church, somebody is taking away from the church. I'm not happy.
So,
I'm going. Are you following me? Let's go. Pull the person back and say, where are you going to? You can't do that. That's not how to behave in a family.
Yes,
can I have an amen?
Amen.
He said, what you are running away from, you go and see the worst thing, so you better stay here.
Amen.
Amen. Number four, we said that you need to have a personal encounter with God. You never know what is in the book until you have read it. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus asks, he asked his disciples, he said, who do men say that I am? From the verse 15, he said, who do men say that I am? And then he says, some say you are John the Baptist. So that means that what is the opinion of others about me? That's who do men say that I am? But you don't have to live by what people say. So Jesus then asks, but who do you say that I am?
And then I want so okay set me.
What's your mind about me?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
So it means that you must have a personal encounter with the Lord.
Number
five. One thing that is needful is for you to sacrifice so that you can have treasures in heaven. Say someone say sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Shout again.
Sacrifice.
For the last time.
Sacrifice.
Without sacrifice, you will get no treasure.
Amen.
You see, for you to get any precious thing, you have to sacrifice. This man here is a lawyer. And if you ask him, you tell you that the first time I heard the statement, law is, what do you guys say? Law is, lawyer, what do you guys say about law? He said, jealous, thank you. Jealous. Yeah, the lawyers are telling us what it is. Law is what? It's a jealous course. It's a jealous profession. You know, and yesterday I met a very distinguished lawyer somewhere. We were talking and he said, law, you have to spend time reading. So if you don't sacrifice reading, then you don't like reading, then better not venture. Don't try to take the title because you'll be a very failing and foolish lawyer.
Amen.
Lawyer who knows nothing.
Amen.
That is what we call the learned fraternity. That means that you must always be constantly reading, upgrading yourself. It's a sacrifice. Whilst others are snoring, you're going on a case and you have to take your time and be reading. I hope you are getting me. So, without sacrifice, there will not be power. Traditionally, when they want power, they make sacrifices. Before a woman can be called a mother, she has to make sacrifice to carry a baby for 9 months. After carrying the baby, her stomach never looks the same. Amen. You will see stretch marks and things on the stomach. Auntie, are you not a mother?
Amen.
Your stomach, is it the same after you gave birth? So it means that if you want your stomach to look smooth and everything for your husband to see, it means that nobody's going to call you mom. But for the sake of being called a mom, you got to sacrifice 9 months of great discomfort and go to the labor ward and for the first time maybe in your life to strip yourself naked before a stranger and be screaming, or do what? Caesarean section, CS. But still somebody who is not your husband is looking at your nakedness. So that is why, listen to me, for you to get power, you go through shame, pain and shame. Somebody say, pain and shame. Say it again. For the last time. If you don't want to go through any pain and you don't go through shame, then forget it. You got to go through pain, you got to go through shame. You have to push. You have to push. When everybody's sleeping 8 hours, you don't sleep 8 hours. Yes. Ask the business people. Anybody who just works for 8 hours, you are not going to prosper.
Amen.
8 hours work does not make you prosper.
Amen.
That means that you are earning just averagely. Whatever. No. Those who you see them earn certain amount of money, what they go more hours. That is why our civil service is not doing well, because just normal way, even they don't work the 8 hours. But if you see the private people and they wake up by 3 o'clock, 3:30, pray, and they set off by 4 o'clock, 4:30, going to Agbogloshi, going to wherever, going to... And then you get up and you say, hey, Sikadro, your laziness. Laziness. You are not waking up. You are not praying. You are not doing anything. And somebody is prospering because you are not right. You are not sacrificed. You like sleeping. Yeah. Like a snake that has swallowed something. And then it's lying there. When the snake, when they eat one, that's it, they lie down. So the time to be able to kill a snake is when it has finished eating. The time the devil can finish you is after you have been satisfied.
Amen. Amen. So ne ye papa ekano. O se emra obonsam etminya o ye emra wodi di amen. O se se ubegba afore bi ana se odo ho beto o ayade na o nya sa tumi nya o hia no. To me, be a winner, and I said, Oba, say, Oba, cry, per se, oh, your barber say, oh, your bar, just say, oh, fa, in Guasim, no fa, or Yahoo, in Guasin, and Obey, Ben, was Menkro. Now we are called to a doctor, no, and what did you, Obia, only no cry, and what did you, and no fact, just say, oh, fa, send him Guasin, or Yahoo, not to me, San Yamay, Nana, it's Mount Yasa, and Shira, a Obano. Amen.
Amen. To be a good and a responsible father, you spend most of your earnings on your children. As most parents, they hardly buy much for themselves. All the struggle about many parents or for many parents is not just for themselves, it's for their children. That's what they do for their children. If it was just about themselves, they didn't need to struggle too much. Amen.
Amen.
Luke chapter 9, 23 to 26. Luke chapter 9, 23 to 26. Tell somebody, sacrifice. Say it again. Push your friend and say, sacrifice. If you don't sacrifice, you're not going to get anything. Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Deny himself means, to deny yourself or something means that to make you lose that thing. So in order to get anything from God or to become great and to be able to follow the Lord and to get that one thing that is needful, you have to lose. Tell somebody, lose, sacrifice, die. Amen.
Amen.
If you don't die to yourself, you are not going to get anything from God.
Amen. Such a to be bought a career, and so being viewing a normal, they are for a book, and say, open my own number,
and
which you are cutting.
And he said, whoever will save his life shall lose it. You see, if you try to save his life, you lose it. But whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. The one who is giving his time, his resources, for my sake, the same will save it. For what is advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away?
And 26,
everybody read with me. Whoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and his Father's and of the holy angels. Amen.
Amen.
So if you are going to follow the Lord, you have to learn to be sacrificial. And sacrificial means that you didn't sleep early yesterday. I know you are watching UTV. You are watching all kinds of programs. But you have to push yourself and wake up early.
Amen.
When you wake up, sometimes, you know, when it's you know, you have not slept well and Amen. Things like that. You know, and so let me sleep a little. Let me sleep. Yeah. But for you to gain more of God, set an alarm.
Amen.
Push yourself.
Amen.
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 Sacrifice. For you to be in good shape, you have to learn to exercise.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Those of you who don't like exercising, don't say exercise.
Don't
little. And when it comes to exercise, it's not about the weight. Many people make a mistake, so I don't think I am big. It's not big people are supposed to exercise. You exercise for strength. And as you exercise, it helps all your metabolic processes to go on well. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So at least, the least exercise is your walking. Some fast walk, some 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and walk and sweat. And do some press ups and some pull ups.
Not necessarily
go to the gym. Work out. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Stand there one place and skip and skip. And as you are there, you are speaking to put on music and put on a message. And you are there. And you are, work out! Sacrifice! You become.
Amen.
Sacrifice.
So,
sacrifice to fast. Some people only fast when there's no food. One day we declared a fast. This sister said, Pastor, I have too much food in my deep freezer. He said, I fasted last week, too much food. I have to finish the food in the deep freezer. I said, hey, you have to learn to sacrifice. Mm. You want power. How many of us have heard of Maradona, late Maradona? He wasn't a guy, short, but very strong.
Maradona.
And you see Maradona,
Maradona.
Holding an axe. What has cutting wood to do with football?
Okay, Kuma, you did pay your head to football ball.
But to have tenacity, strength.
So, you know,
so that when people push him,
say, oh, piano.
He's still standing.
With me, you know.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
You can't be a weakling spiritually and weakling physically. You have to learn to be strong. You have to be learned to be strong spiritually. Every time you are looking for a prophet to pray for you. And when you call the prophet in your moment of need or your pastor or your bishop and he's not available, what happens to you? You must make time to get into the word of God. Know God for yourself. Read the word of God for yourself. And let me tell you this. A prophet doesn't know everything about you. Most of you have put your lives in the hands of prophets. Thank God. It's a nice, wonderful gift God gives me. God uses me to see things and to prophesy. And even sometimes in my preaching, I prophesy a lot through my preaching. Wow. As I'm preaching. So sometimes some of you say, oh, the man is talking about me, or somebody has said, no. It's the Holy Ghost who is making me say things about your life to change you. In the Old Testament, there are only a few occasions where a prophet will go to somebody and tell the person directly. Mostly you'll be talking to Israel, but God is still speaking to all the people. Mm. Is that right? And everybody picks up their message.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
So it is important. Don't leave your faith. You see, I was telling you that. You see, there was a time that this woman lost their child.
I said, man, maybe I should never.
And then the prophet Elisha said, this God hid this from me. It means that a prophet does not know everything. Are you here with me? And sometimes also, a prophet even can see that people are seers. They can see something, but their interpretation may be wrong. Because sometimes the quality of their interpretation is dependent on the quality of the knowledge of God, the word of God that they know. So if you've just got some little boy, he has a gift. He can see some things, but he has not got a good grasp of the word of God. He will be giving you wrong interpretations.
Amen.
And you will live by that.
Amen.
I might teach you something. I'm your pastor, so I want to help you, because I know that some of you go to places, anything they tell you, because I've known situations where somebody said, the person you are married to another person, they will tell you that the person you are married to is not your real spiritual husband.
But
what do you mean by it's not your real spiritual husband? After your parents have gone to see the girl's parents, they've done everything. Which marriage again? Which marriage again? And somebody is trying to use some spiritual something to try and confuse you and all those things. The person is out of place in the word of God. And then you get up, and I've known situation where women have gone to move away from their husbands because a prophet told them that this is not spiritual, this is not your real husband. Yes, and the person told me himself, at the end of the day, this guy was sleeping, started sleeping with the same person. And started messing up. I hear with me?
Amen.
So no man of God should be your God. No human being should be your God. I should not be your God. I should be your pastor. I should teach you the word of God. He said, I will give you pastors who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Amen.
If you make any pastor your God, you are into idolatry. God will destroy you. God is against idols. Are you here with me?
Amen.
God can use me, give me, you teach you wisdom, pray for you, and things like that. But I am not God. No pastor is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's when no pastor is God.
And we are
all the children of God. And every child must be able to hear the voice of his father.
So
I want to encourage you to develop your spirituality. Yourself. It's your laziness that is not making you know God. Because when you keep talking to your father, you know your father's voice.
Amen.
But your laziness will not want you to talk to your father. So you must make time to talk to your God. And read his word. And listen to his messages. And you will know him. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know that doctors make mistakes?
When you say doctor for everyone,
and lawyers also make mistakes. Or you, we don't make mistakes.
Lawyer for also.
Lawyers make mistakes. Market women make mistakes. Business people make mistakes.
Business for beer.
Even tailors make mistakes.
You are tailor for car. I mistake.
Oh. One day I went to sew a trousers. Since that day I've stopped sewing trousers. I know that by the grace of God. My two legs are the same length. But when my trousers came, one leg was longer than the other. After the guy has taken my measurements, I became very discouraged. I said, no. I'll get already made. After that, I'll get already made. The guy made a serious mistake. Amen. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So pastors can also make mistakes.
They are suffering, so obey to me. I never wait to see one.
Prophets can also make mistakes. Do you know prophets can make mistakes? It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
Eh? When someone was told to go to the house of Jesse to go and anoint a king.
When someone called Jesse fierce, or then was struck go Jesse.
When he saw Eliab, saw his height and things, said, ah, that's the chosen of the Lord.
Oh, when I mean a friend.
He looked on the physical. Okay. He saw Aminadab, that must be the one. Seven of them, God says, none of them. Then later he realized, actually, I'm fat. One time I hear some prophet was prophesying. He said, I'm fat. And you see, you have to be honest with yourself that I'm fat. Don't threaten the people. You may have a gift. Eh? You may have a gift of being able to kick the football to at a certain angle into the net, but it's not every time that it works. So,
amen.
Am I helping you here? Yes. You see, all I'm trying to say is that develop yourself to know God. You will see that you'll be here. God will speak to you. Pass here. This person is lying to you. Do get into this business.
Amen.
Learn this area of concentration. Amen. Do this and do that. Amen. You are knowing God for yourself by sacrificing.
Amen.
Power is only released by sacrifice.
You see, to me, by Emrah, about for real.
How about you? This girl here is your wife now. Amen. By sacrifice. Amen. Is that not it? You went and paid something. You started showing her love. You took her to a few restaurants. You had to sacrifice some money. Mommy, didn't she do that? Yes, you had to sacrifice. You are not doing it for just any girl. You took her to a restaurant. You sacrificed your time to write some love letters. And you told her that if I marry you, I'll do you good. I will change things about you. You now, you will see that Charlie, a man has married you. Is that not it?
Amen.
Yes. You have to sacrifice.
Amen.
And now you are a father. When she got pregnant, you have to be by her.
Anytime
she has to go to hospital and hear something, you have to tell your boss, I have to rush to the hospital. Is that not it? By sacrifice, when the baby is crying and she's tired, you have to carry the baby. By sacrifice. So you are not just a father and a husband by name, but by
sacrifice. Amen.
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 So you have power, in a certain power in your life. Because of sacrifice. Do you want to walk in spiritual power? Are you here with me? You have to rise up. Sometimes you have seen food. I'm fasting, but that's when they are cooking the best meals. And you have to deny yourself. He said, I am not eating. Sometimes 2 days, 3 days. 4 days, 5 days. The best time to start enjoying the fast is after 3 days without food.
Amen.
That's when the hunger begins to go away.
Amen.
The first day that you see that 3 o'clock hunger, no, I'm sorry. By 6 o'clock, you are so much doing kukuru. You say, you, I'm not feeding you. You drink water. Second day, take coconut water.
Amen.
Is that right? Take coconut water. And you are there. And then plus water, and then you are drinking. Third day, you are there. You say, now third day, you are drinking water. Fourth day, you are there. It gets to a time that you see that. When you see people are eating, you say, what are they doing? You see that fleshly. Fifth day, say, when you see, by 1 week, 1 week, when you start, 1 week, you don't feel like getting back to food. There's a time I had to do 2 weeks continuous, 14. But the 14, I didn't feel. I needed to break because I was going to do a program. God, you don't do program when you are inside the thing because of the energy.
Amen.
So if you want to go and do something, don't do your fast within that period. You may collapse.
Amen.
You need energy before. During the program. you know. So if there's any fasting, you must fast before. Are you learning something?
Yeah,
and after 2 weeks. And there was no hunger. That is why when you are breaking your fast also, you don't go for the nearest food.
He said, watch, come
here. You have serious problems. You must take your time and be taking very fluid things.
Maybe even after
2nd day, 3rd day, before you go to your porridge, cocoa, and things like that. So don't rush for the kinky and things like that. So the longer the fast, then the more days you need to be able to break your fast. Am I helping you? So a lot of sacrifice.
Amen.
But after that, you will see that something has fallen on you.
Amen.
And you are no better the same.
Amen.
So those of you who are going, want to go to places, I want power here. I want this person, I can see something here. You too, you can be a woman of power.
Amen.
Yes. And you can come to me and say, Daddy, when I was praying, I saw this. And you go and pray for people, I saw this. I saw that. That's how I started. I wasn't called a pastor. The first time I prayed for someone, the people said, for me, I was afraid. What's going on? It's like there's some electricity in my. I touch it. When I'm getting close to people, they are falling.
I say,
it's some strange things. May you receive power. You didn't hear me say, may you receive power. Receive fresh power. As you sacrifice. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you being helped?
Amen.
Let's look at that scripture on the sacrifice. And one more point that we are done. Hallelujah. Are you learning something here? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. Charge, let's read together. 1, 2. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Hold on there. Charge those who are rich in this world, spiritually rich, physically rich, educationally rich, financially rich. That be, you see, riches can make you become puffed up.
Amen.
When you are poor, don't say you are humble. No. We have not seen. So, there's nothing to show pride. You don't have anything to show pride. It is when you start having things, that's when you will see your pride.
But
the rich usually have their noses in the air. And they look at the, what are you wearing?
Then I'll say,
there's meat, man. Where's your meat? What the kind of coffee is
this?
Where's your beard? Where's your beard? This. This beard. Stand up. See, we are comparing beer. Now where's your body? Don't do a forest or something. What is this? What is it? Is this abogi? Pride. Your richness makes you begin to look down on all others. Authority and strength should make you help others.
To me, any to me,
you must use your authority. You must use your strength rather to lift up others.
So to me, not to put them down.
To encourage others. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. You see, sometimes when you are rich, you think that I've got this. This is my security. Who told you? Bible says that riches have got wings and they fly.
Amen.
You can lose everything.
Man.
You'll be so surprised. Man. Your houses can burn in a very strange way.
Amen. You are one saying nay you don't want to so San Yoman don't want to know. And then which mercy in Pufumpe.
Look at this financial meltdown that came. Many people have lost a lot of money.
Confosica and Shomo America pray a cream.
But you must trust in the living God. Who gives us richly all things to enjoy?
Go back to my scripture.
Amen.
Amen.
Who gives us what? Richly all things to what? Enjoy. So it is God who has given you richly the all things you have.
Amen.
In 2 Corinthians 4:17, he said, what is it that you have that you didn't receive?
2 Corinthians, because then I want.
Is that first or second? I believe it's second. Amen. What is it that you have that you didn't receive?
Amen.
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 Put the scripture there. What is it that you have? Ask your friend, what you didn't receive?
Then
put the scripture there, la. Corinthians. Are you with me? Mauto, I will sack you. Look at you for a light affliction. Is that what you said?
Amen.
1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. What is it that you have? Is it verse 18? Check it. What is it that you have? You, when I mention the thing, you must. That's why Google is there. Look at where you are. Corinthians. Lord, have mercy on them.
Amen.
What do you have that you didn't receive? Eh? Reverend Sufi, stand up. What do you have that you didn't receive? Do you have a husband?
This is a old clue.
Yeah? Yeah, 1 Corinthians 4. He said, who make you different from another? No. Stand.
It's 1 year old.
The two of you. Come and stand here. Who make you different from another? Both of you are ladies. Is that right? Who make you different? What do you have that you didn't receive? Did you bring a husband from your womb when the womb when you are coming? So you have a husband. So what happened? You received a husband. Do you have children? Eh? What happened? God gave you children. Is that right? Do you have legs? Wearing nine shoes.
Yeah.
Do you have hands? You are wearing a watch. Do you receive the watch? You see what? So what is it that you have that you didn't receive? You have black shoe?
Huh?
Look at it. You should be doing she. What do you no don't worry. This girl, I knew when she came there, she was like this. Today she's wearing wig.
She,
look at this. What do you have that you did not receive? We are made to wig, you know. You see, so that day, one day somebody was taking care of a lady and all those things. When the lady was misbehaving, he said, I'm coming for all the things I get. He said, the lady was wearing something. He said, I've come for my wig. Remove the wig. Come for my dress. Remove the dress and things like that. Then you could see that the lady had nothing. All she had received from the man.
Amen.
So all you have received from who?
God.
Your ability to sing.
So to me, to you.
Your ability to preach.
So to me, can you
one day two preachers were there and they asked themselves, were they on a flight? Very international, big preachers. They said, so what will happen when we lose our voice? If you're a preacher and you lose your voice, your ministry is finished. Your ability to preach is finished. So you should never be proud. Amen.
Amen.
Your faith that you think something will happen, you'll get some marks for your face. Or some armed robbers will come and give you marks. You say you have a nice face. You say you're a nice boy. You won't serve God. And then they go.
Amen.
Nice lady. Now, you deep plastic surgery is going nowhere. The marks are there. So thank God. Don't look at your pretty face and say, look at my face. Look at my hips. They were all added to you. They were given to you. Be thankful to God.
And
don't be proud. Or something will happen and those hips will be chopped off. Am I preaching something to you here? Yes. Listen. Thank you. By the grace of God, I've not lived much. Just 60 and a little over. And I've been a Christian for just about 46 years. Just 46 years. But I've seen a few things. So I am preaching out of real experience. And I've seen what has happened to people.
Are you
with me? Yeah. And so I'm pouring my heart to you that may you take God serious. I know someone who used to have dread Hollandaise those days, can wear 3 Hollandaise in a day.
Change,
morning, afternoon, evening. And
for
the next 1 month, the person has gotten back to the very first one. But it got to a time that what to eat was even a problem.
Concerting
riches.
Go
back to the scripture, let me finish it. But in the living God, charge them that are rich in this world, that they do not be high minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. But in the living God. But who? In the living God, who gives us richly? Who gives us richly? Who gives us richly? All things to enjoy. So you are a pharmacist because God has given you that ability to become a pharmacist.
Pharmacist.
Yeah. So you get up and say 2, 4, 3, di automata, dichlo, phenyl, whatever, and all those things. I see that all those things. Your ability even to comprehend organic chemistry,
amen,
and put those things together and all those things, it is a certain grace. Not amen. Everybody.
Amen.
You want to talk about 2, 4, di auto, whatever. You do know it.
You
don't know it. But you know it. But what differs between the two of you? It is a certain grace. Do you know Kakabitesie? You don't know Kakabitesie? Do you know Australopithecus?
No, I cannot.
Do you know the Neanderthal man? Look at you. You see? You see?
What?
So what differs between the who is talking about Neanderthal man and Australopithecus?
Yeah, that's it.
From what you know. And you too, you will come with your very powerful terms. And me too,
I don't know.
So it is all the grace
of God. Amen.
Verse 18.
Amen.
Verse 18. That they do good. Tell your friend, do good. That they be rich in good works. God says what? Do good.
Oh,
I didn't say you should go and sit down. That you should do good. So now that you have a husband and a wife and you have become a reverend, God says what? Do good. You should be rich in good what? Works. Be rich in what? Good works. What are the good works? You must define the good works. Serving the house of God. Going for evangelism. Caring for the poor and the needy. Being kind to them. Ready to distribute. Some of you are hoarding things.
Hoarding
money. People must beg you out before you give. You must be ready to distribute. Willing to communicate. Willing to share. You are laying up in store for yourselves a good foundation against the time to come. That you will lay hold on eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Are you blessed?
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So one thing is needful. Tell your friend one thing is needful. So what is the first thing that is needful? Yes. Number one.
Of yes.
You must have who? Jesus.
So, yeah, yes.
Second thing, wisdom and what? Yes,
yes,
knowledge of God. Number three, Avoid the one thing that will take you away from God. Number 4. Number 5. Sacrifice. Amen. Tell your friend, sacrifice. And the last one is seek to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 27:4. Choose Jesus. Say, how will I dwell in the house of God? Choose Jesus. Amen. One thing have I desired. Let's read together. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after. Adia ba ko ame prefer radin chen. Adia ba ko ame prefer radin chen. One thing that I am looking for from God. What is the one thing that you are looking for from God?
Adia ba ko ben la ke pinya.
What is the one thing you are looking for from God?
Adia ba ko ben la ke pinya.
To get
US visa,
to get Schengen visa, to get Schengen UK visa,
bring a UK visa.
Hey, you are traveling.
Hey,
one thing have I desired from the Lord.
There's one thing that I've desired from the Lord. Then I'll show
you. You are not even $1.
Except from money.
One thing have I desired from the Lord. I want a husband. It's good.
Yeah,
but one thing have I desired. That will I seek after? Will I seek? And to seek me for? Diligently look for. Diligently look for. What is it that you are diligently looking for? And that is what? That I may dwell. That I may what? Dwell. I may what? Dwell. I may what? Dwell. Dwell at the disco?
There be.
Dwell at the devil's house?
There be.
Dwell at the sports stadium?
There be.
Dwell in the house of the Lord. The house of God is a place you must dwell. Some of the days, a few of the days, all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. To inquire means what? To be prayerful, to be seeking God, to be looking for God. So one thing you must desire is to seek God. You to dwell. You want to be in the house of God. Nothing should take you away from the house of God.
Tell your
friend, don't let anything take you away from the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing. Say something. Nothing. Say it again. Nothing. Don't get up and say food. I don't have food, so I'm gonna. I've been in the church. I haven't been able to get a new job yet.
So I'm going,
I hear some place when you go there, some job there. No. You don't leave your family because there's a difficulty in your family or you have not gotten certain things. Can I have an amen? You rather help your family to become a good family.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So, one thing that you must desire is to stay in the house of the Lord. 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 Your prayers, Lord. Anything that will take me away from you, deliver me from that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Irradie na wunche na mangu ya uro na maye ya ube irradie meta wunche irradie meta wunche hallelujah
irradie meta
hallelujah,
Namadonia Udo, Namayenia Ube, Irade Masa Uche,
Namadonia
Udo, Namayenia Ube, Irade.
Prayer, I say, Lord, help me to dwell in your house. Let nobody take me away from your presence. Let no situation take me away from your presence. Let me always seek after you. Just 1 minute, talk to God right now. In the name of Jesus. Let no man, let no woman, let no situation take me away from you.
Jesus, you are there. Give him your heart. So Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I, every moment I am away. Say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Yeah. Sing the game for the last time. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my soul. I live for you. I live for you alone. Every breath I take, every moment I am away. Lord, have your way. This morning, you want to give your life to Jesus? You want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? The King of your life? I want you to raise your right hand wherever you are. And I'd like to pray with you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Come to me, my friend. Come. Clap for him. Anybody else wants to come? You want to give your life to Jesus? Come. Come to Jesus. Yes. One thing is needful, and that is to have Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. One thing is needful. That's okay. One thing, go up to Jesus. Everybody here, you need them. Join them. Come. Join them.
So if I ask you to say,
to Jesus, I surrender. Sing. You can join them. To him. Don't feel shy. Today is a day of salvation for you. I will ever love and trust in his presence. May we all lift our hands and pray this prayer together with our friends. If you don't mind, says, can you lift your hands so we can pray together? And I want to pray this prayer after me. From the depths of your heart, say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
And sending your son Jesus,
to
die on the cross for my sin.
Jesus,
forgive my sins
and
cleanse
me
from all unrighteousness.
Say
from today,
devil.
You have no portion in my life.
You have no portion.
I turn my back to you. And I destroy your influence over my life.
Destroy your influence over my life.
I don't belong to you again.
I don't belong to you.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Jesus is my Lord
and my Savior
forever.
Amen.
Amen. Father, thank you for these precious ones. Come to me. I pray for them that your spirit will settle them in you.
Amen.
May your anointing be planted in their lives.
Amen.
May your anointing be planted in your life.
Amen.
May the anointing of the Holy Ghost be planted in your life.
Amen.
May God cause you to flourish.
Amen.
May your businesses work.
Amen.
May you know God.
Amen.
May you love God.
Amen.
May the glory of God be your portion.
Amen.
May God favor you on all fronts.
Amen.
Whatever used to fight you.
Amen.
May you overcome it.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 God bless you. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations, sir. Wait a minute, sir. You know, I just want to take this, I want to take your details so we can be praying for you. Is that right?
Amen.
So can you follow this pastor?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, are you clapping for them?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Somebody got a chest condition. God want to heal you. You got a pain in your chest. God want to heal you. Come to me. I want to pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Lebre katos in the air. Abe ketosimi indori anaba. Ah, shibre katosa. Somebody to you have issues with our side here. With our side here. God is healing you right now. Can you put your hand on your chest? Yes, that person can come in. Stand this way. I want to pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen.
I curse every condition of the chest.
Amen.
I rebuke the influence of the enemy. Satan, amen. Take your hand off their lives,
amen.
Right now, by the finger of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be healed.
Amen.
Be free.
Amen.
Be liberated.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree your healing for you.
Amen.
Satan, get out from his body.
Amen.
Satan, get out of this body.
Amen.
I declare your chest be cleared.
Amen.
Every pain go away.
Amen.
Be healed now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Clap for the Lord. Thank you.